Well, yes, I think so. If I'm allowed to comment on other translations, this is not excerpts, and that's a strategy. What do you do? I mean, there are bits from the after book five or after book six and 12. Book 12 is something I haven't mentioned, which I should have. Book 12 was a whole book about how to write history, how not to write it, or it may have simply been an attack on an enemy, Timaeus, a predecessor of Polybius. But one way or another, it comes across in what survives anyway as a sort of discourse on how you write history, on what you do, should do, and shouldn't do. That is in Robin's translation as well, and all of it. So there's all of books one to five, all that survives of book six, and all that survives of book 12. Personally, I feel that is it is really important rather than. You could, for instance, have excerpted books one to five, taken out less interesting bits or whatever, and then included some more of the fragments. But I felt very strongly that if you're to understand Polybius as a historian, you have to read the narrative that we have. We only have it complete in books one to five, and you have to have all of that. You can't start taking bits out of it, I feel. And I think Robin felt the same. That is how you get the most accurate impression of Polybius as a working historian. You start messing with that, then you really are not getting the way he wrote. Clearly, but you sacrifice some very interesting chunks that survive from later. But yes, it is. It's a really, I think it's a really good translation. It is considerably more readable than anything that has gone before. More complete and more readable, and it will give a good flavour of the real Polybius. I mean, you read books one to five, that's it. We have Polybius's method of narration, how he tells a story, or how he tells his story, his sets of stories, and you do get a really good impression of how he works. I mean, he does break off so often to think out loud. Now, I don't know, if you're the sort of person who doesn't like the bits in War and Peace, where Tolstoy thinks out loud, you may not like Polybius, because that's exactly what he does. He stops and thinks about method or about geography or about fire signaling. He has the he stops and thinks out loud at all points, which I think is interesting. And he says so himself. He says that people have a limited attention span, and you can't just drone on endlessly. You've got to break things up. You've got to interest your reader. Now, whether he's succeeded in that or not is another matter, but you will get all this from Robin's translation, and there are really good bits and good accounts. I mean, the whole analysis of the beginnings of the war between Rome and Hannibal is really a good example of an ancient historian struggling to find reasons in a very modern mode. Not one of the things I think I emphasized in the introduction, but there's a great deal of place in Polybius for perception. It's not about absolute truth. That's not why things happen in the world. It's what people think. And you get a very. You read the first. Even the first book, straight off, you will see that he's constantly thinking about, well, what are perceptions? How does this appear to the people in the story? And that is a good way of actually getting across causes without saying, well, here's the causes of this war or of what was happening, but actually to show the way they perceive it and say, well, we think they're doing this, and the other crowd think, oh, well, no, obviously they're doing something else. So that, I think, is. It's not just modern. Thucydides has the same about the causes of the great civil war that racks or the Greek world at the end of the 5th century, that it's about perceptions, that the Spartans were afraid of the Athenians. And those perceptions come across, that same sort of emphasis on what people think come across very strongly in Polybius. But it's a varied account. I would just urge people to stick with it a bit, because you do get into it, I think, or there's a good chance if you stick with it, you will get into it. Yeah?